Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This article is entitled, Kinder Morgan Seeks to Expand CO2 Business in Clean Energy Push, by Sergio Chapa, Bloomberg. Pipeline giant Kinder Morgan, Inc. plans to expand its carbon capture business, joining the ranks of major oil and gas companies capitalizing on clean energy investing. Fueled by a push to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions, carbon capture and renewable energy projects are sprouting up alongside Kinder Morgan's massive network of pipelines crisscrossing the U.S., and the midstream operator sees the potential for new business opportunities. Through a unit launched earlier this month, Kinder Morgan will invest in technology and partner with companies on carbon capture, biofuels, and hydrogen projects, among other initiatives. What we're trying to do is augment and supplement that business and grow that side of the business by capturing, transporting, and providing carbon sequestration services, said Jesse Aravinas, the president of Kinder Morgan Energy Transition Ventures, in an exclusive interview with Bloomberg. We see our CO2 business as a growth vehicle, not a dying business. Energy companies, including Occidental Petroleum Corporation, Halliburton Corporation, and NextDecade Corporation, have already formed ventures in the past year dedicated to the transition to low-carbon energy following growing pressure from investors to address climate change and develop new corporate strategies based on sustainability. Climate scientists have long considered carbon capture as essential in meeting climate goals, but high costs have typically slowed the adoption process. Carbon dioxide is not a new business for Kinder Morgan. The company transports about 1.5 billion cubic feet per day of naturally occurring carbon dioxide through its largest CO2 pipeline from a geological formation in Colorado to the Permian Basin of West Texas, where it is used to boost the productivity of oil wells. It uses the CO2 for its own drilling projects and also sells it to others. In 2019, Kinder Morgan was said to consider a sale of its carbon dioxide unit, but ultimately decided to keep the unit. We were always a marketer, transporter, and user of CO2. And now we're looking to invest upstream in the form of carbon capture, said Aravinas, who has overseen the company's carbon dioxide segment for more than 6 years. Kinder Morgan expects its CO2 business segment, including enhanced oil recovery in the Permian Basin, to account for about 7% of earnings before depreciation and amortization, or EBDA, this year. Aravinas said the Energy Transition Ventures unit and its carbon capture services have the potential to add new customers and partners, ranging from oil and natural gas well operators to power plants and industrial sites. We certainly concede that you're going to have a different power generation mix in the future, said Aravinas. Renewables will play a larger role as we move forward, but we'll continue to do what we do, which is transport the end product to a very energy-thirsty market. While technologies such as drawing carbon dioxide directly from air or adding ducts and processing equipment to smokestacks remain too expensive for widespread adoption and commercial use, Aravinas said new innovations and tax credits could change that. The Biden administration understands that the current incentive structure is not going to get us to the goal of carbon reduction and use, Aravinas said. We expect that there will be expanded programs and they will be needed to facilitate most of the newer technologies. This article is entitled, China Signs 25-Year Deal with Iran in Challenge to the U.S., by Arsalan Shala, Bloomberg. China and Iran signed an overarching deal aimed at charting the course of their economic, political, and trade relations over the next 25 years. The Chinese government plans to invest in Iran and buy oil from the Islamic Republic, further straining ties with the U.S. already frayed by China's imports of covertly shipped Iranian crude. The Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Agreement, signed in Tehran on Saturday by Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi, has been in the works since 2016, when President Xi Jinping became the first Chinese leader to visit the Iranian capital in over a decade. Beijing's alliance with Tehran is a challenge to U.S. President Joe Biden's administration as it sets about trying to rally allies against China, which Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said is the world's greatest geopolitical test. The document can elevate bilateral ties to a new strategic level, Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh said in a televised interview. The deal focuses on boosting private sector collaboration and Iran's role in Xi's flagship infrastructure and investment program, the Belt and Road Initiative, he said. However, the pact drew criticism from many Iranians on social media who accused President Hassan Rouhani's government of selling Iran to China, prompting several of his aides to defend the deal on Twitter. A draft copy of the accord that surfaced on media last year showed plans for a long-term supply of Iranian crude to China, as well as investment in oil, gas, petrochemical, renewables, and nuclear energy infrastructure. Lured by the prospect of cheaper prices, China has already increased its imports of Iranian oil to around 1 million barrels a day, eroding U.S. leverage as it prepares to enter stalled talks with Tehran to revive a nuclear deal. The Biden administration has indicated that it's open to re-engaging with Iran, after then-President Donald Trump abandoned the accord 3 years ago and reimposed economic sanctions. But the two sides have yet to even agree to meet. Iran exported around 2.5 million barrels of oil a day before American penalties resumed. Iran's closer integration with China may help shore up its economy against the impact of U.S. sanctions, while sending a clear signal to the White House of Tehran's intentions. Wang Yi, who arrived in Tehran on Friday, also met with Rouhani to discuss the nuclear deal. In a televised speech, Rouhani raised the prospect of restrictions being eased before the end of his second and final term as president in early August. "We're ready for the lifting of sanctions," he said on Saturday. "If obstacles are removed, all, or at least some sanctions, can be lifted." This article is entitled, "Biden Envisions Thousands of Wind Turbines Spinning at Sea," by Jennifer A. DeLuey and Josh Saul, Bloomberg. The Biden administration is outlining ambitions to dramatically boost offshore wind power in the U.S. by 2030. Pushing to drive construction of projects at sea capable of generating enough electricity for more than 10 million American homes. Top administration officials unveiled the new goal in a Monday meeting with state officials, executives, and labor leaders, as part of President Joe Biden's push to counter climate change, promote renewable energy, and strip the electric grid of greenhouse gas emissions by 2035. As part of the push, federal regulators took steps to advance the sale of offshore wind farm rights in Atlantic waters south of New York's Long Island. The Wind Energy Initiative dovetails with the administration's work on a new U.S. carbon-cutting pledge, aligned with efforts to keep average global temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial levels. President Biden believes we have an enormous opportunity in front of us, National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy said in a Monday statement. Nowhere is the scale of that opportunity clearer than for offshore wind. The target of deploying 30 gigawatts of offshore wind power generation capacity in 9 years would require developers to install thousands of turbines capable of generating hundreds of times more power than the two small existing installations in state and federal waters today. To satisfy the goal, Biden's administration will have to navigate oft competing interests, including those of project developers, environmentalists, organized labor, and fishermen, while dedicating more Interior Department resources to vetting multi-billion-dollar wind projects. But the prize is huge, potentially luring more than $12 billion in annual capital investment and supporting 44,000 workers tasked with installing turbines along U.S. coasts, according to the White House. McCarthy casts the effort as a way to jumpstart not just offshore wind development, but domestic manufacturing to supply it. We're talking about massive turbines that are actually manufactured in the United States, McCarthy said during a White House event. We're talking about steel and cement that's made right here. We're talking about these two special ships that need to install these huge structures that are U.S. flagged and built in U.S. ports. While offshore wind has thrived in Northern Europe, where subsidies helped fuel the ventures, it has languished in the U.S. That's in part because it's far more expensive than other types of clean power onshore, and U.S. developers must navigate a phalanx of local and federal permitting. Although offshore wind is much more mature enterprise in Europe than the U.S., I anticipate we will see much more development domestically, Angie Gildea, U.S. Energy Resources sector leader at KPMG LLP, said in an interview. Some of the new investment may focus on the Texas coast, where there are looser regulations and lower construction costs. The administration is announcing an array of moves it says will support the burgeoning industry in the U.S., including $230 million in funding for port infrastructure, $3 billion in loan guarantees to project developers, and awarding some $8 to $15 million research and development projects. The Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management also is taking the next steps towards selling wind development rights in the New York Bight, a shallow stretch of the Atlantic between Long Island and New Jersey. The agency on Monday is detailing a new wind energy area for potential development in the region that builds on years of analysis and sets the stage for a possible sale in late 2021 or early 2022. The New York Bight could fit enough windmills to power all of New York City, but it's also home to some of the world's richest scallop beds, a conflict that bedeviled agency action under the Trump administration. The Bureau is also announcing plans to begin environmental analysis of Ørsted AS's Ocean Wind project planned in waters near New Jersey. The wind farm would have a capacity of 1.1 gigawatts that could power 500,000 New Jersey homes. Plans for 14 offshore wind farms are already pending before the Bureau, which said Monday it is seeking to complete review of at least 16 proposals representing more than 19 gigawatts of generating capacity by 2025. The agency is on track to announce its final decision on the $2.8 billion Vineyard Wind LLC project near Massachusetts in April. The administration's initiative builds on a modest goal Biden announced his first week in office to double wind generation in U.S. waters by 2030. With existing wind farms along the East Coast providing less than 100 megawatts of generation capacity today, the approval of Vineyard Wind alone would satisfy that target.
Local news roundup. Early voting. Early voting begins April 19th to April 26th for the Ector County Independent School District and the Ector County Hospital District. Voting hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. April 19th through 23rd and from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. April 26th and 27th at the Ector County Courthouse Annex, Room 104, 1010 East 8th. If you are not a registered voter or if you need to update your address with the voter registrar, you have until Thursday to do so in person, or application must be postmarked by Thursday. To register to vote for sample ballots or more information, visit www.co.ector.tx.us/page/Ector .elections or www.sos.state.tx.us. Contact the elections office if you are unsure of your voting status at the Ector County Election Office, 1010 East 8th, or call 432-498-4030. Basin 52 calls for artists. Odessa Arts is seeking artists for the inaugural Basin 52 exhibit to be displayed from October 1st to September 30th, 2022. 52 works by 52 different West Texas artists will be exhibited in various city buildings across Odessa. These works should reflect the artist's impression of West Texas. The works will also be included in an exhibit catalog and printed on a specialty playing card deck to be sold by local merchants. Deadline to apply is May 31st. To apply, visit tinyurl.com/5fkatrzw.
Osteoporosis medicine. Dear Dr. Roach, I have osteoporosis caused by heartburn medication. So now, what type of osteoporosis medicine can I take? BK. Answer. Proton pump inhibitors such as omeprazole, Prilosec, can interfere with the body's ability to absorb calcium. There is a small increase in osteoporosis among long-term users of PPIs, although the evidence for an increase in fractures is less convincing. Still, I recommend increasing dietary calcium in women and men on long-term proton pump inhibitors, and think twice before using proton pump inhibitors long-term to begin with, unless they are absolutely needed. If a person continues to have osteoporosis despite adequate calcium intake, and if the PPI has been stopped or can't be, then it is reasonable to consider medication treatment for the osteoporosis. It may be that you were going to develop osteoporosis even without being on a PPI. First-line treatment for osteoporosis is usually a bisphosphonate, such as alendronate, Fosamax, or resendronate, Actonel, since there is strong evidence that they are effective at preventing fractures. People taking these medications should be reevaluated after 3 to 5 years of treatment. Treatment may often be stopped or paused then, as there is a risk of atypical fractures of the hip after that time. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. best friend calls the police after man threatens suicide. Dear Abby, I am a woman in my late 30s. Tim and I have been best friends for more than 10 years. Over the last few years, he has struggled with depression and addiction, and I have done my best to help him. A few weeks back, Tim called me crying and said he was planning to end his life. It wasn't the first time he has spoken this way, but it was the first time he described a plan of action. Because I was alarmed, I called the police to do a welfare check. They went to Tim's home, which is across the country from mine, and took him to a psychiatric facility for several days. Now that he's out, he's furious with me for notifying the police and says I betrayed him. He says he doesn't know if we can continue to be friends. I feel terrible, like perhaps I made a mistake by calling reinforcements, but I was more worried about the consequences of not calling. My family is telling me I should step away from the friendship altogether, but I can't imagine doing that. Please help. Signed, Takes Friendship Seriously. Dear Takes, your family's advice to step away seems sensible. You did not make a mistake by calling to see that Tim got help after he had told you he had a plan in place to take his own life. You were trying to help him and prevent a tragedy, and that's a good thing. Tim is clearly very ill, and unfortunately, there is little you can do to fix what's wrong with him, which is plenty. If you know his family, inform them about what has been going on, and because he doesn't know if he can continue being friends with you, leave it up to him to decide. Dear Abby, my brother's wife is pregnant, and there is talk about their moving to the state where her family lives. There are only 3 people in my sister-in-law's family. One is elderly and the 2 others work full-time, who may provide her with support during her transition into motherhood. On the other hand, there are 10 of us who could help them emotionally and physically if they stay here. My sister-in-law plans on being a stay-at-home mom, which I wholeheartedly support. My brother would move to the state where her family resides only in order to appease her. Our family is closer than her family. I feel we can provide them with more love and support than her family. What can I say or do to show them that living near our family is the best decision? Signed, Near is Better. Dear Near, I'm sure you mean well, but do not make the mistake of trying to sell your sister-in-law on staying. It appears her mind is made up. If she feels she would be more comfortable with her own family as she approaches this milestone, not much you can say will dissuade her. Of course, nothing prevents you from telling your brother how you feel, if you haven't already. You might also suggest they consider renting for a year rather than buying a home right away to see how they like it. That way, once the baby arrives and reality hits, she may realize she won't have the support she may need, and they may decide to return. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. Bold, quick, and physical, accept help from others and success will be yours. This year, you sharpen your listening skills, making you a better friend, colleague, and family member. Clear up debt during the months ahead, and you'll have funds to spare in time for the holidays. If single, keep your eyes open for people whose interests you share. If attached, mark off date nights on your calendar. Virgo grounds you. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 3 stars. discuss long-term financial plans with a partner. Talk over all your options. If you disagree and reach an impasse, come back to it another day. A financial advisor or knowledgeable friend may provide answers. Tonight, step up your exercise routine. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 3 stars. Give someone you love the upper hand. Hold back on what you really want to say. Avoid an argument, and your relationship will take a romantic turn. Share a secret with someone you trust. Tonight, tidy up and relax. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. 4 stars. Work to the best of your ability. Meet deadlines, and you will never go wrong. It never hurts to look at other opportunities for which you qualify. Socialize after hours with coworkers or fellow volunteers. Tonight, time for a serious discussion. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. 5 stars. Revive a creative project that's stalled. Fresh ideas and inspired conversations give it the green light. People are attracted to your spirited personality. Do something out of character, which ensures you will have fun. Tonight, make music or listen to it. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 4 stars. Continue to delve into your family tree. Online research is only part of the effort. Connect with relatives who can fill in gaps and supply memorabilia. Trace people you never met but heard about. Searching occupies spare time. Tonight, date night. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 3 stars. Someone in your extended family could use your advice. You are bursting with ideas that you want to express. Journaling will keep you busy. If you want to share your thoughts, explore social media platforms. Tonight, maintain a positive outlook. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 3 stars. Expenses you did not count on emerge. Pass on items that make you happy in the short term. Use your initiative to find additional income streams. Business ideas that start small are the answer. Tonight, night out with close friends. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 3 stars. Your stress level is on overdrive. Stay silent rather than say something you regret. Walk or run on a steeper path than usual. Work up a sweat, but don't push yourself beyond where your body wants to go. Tonight, home spa treatment. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 3 stars. Don't let sad news ruin your day. Dwell on happy memories and future successes. Make giving back a reality. Donate time or money to a group or organization whose ideals you share. Tonight, come up with a workable plan B. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 4 stars. Speak up at a lecture, group, or meeting you attend. People may be surprised, but will listen intently to what you have to say. Friends are powerful influences. Ask for opinions, but think for yourself. Tonight, relax in the tub. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 3 stars. You may be asked to take a leadership position or make a presentation. These requests may be challenging, but you are capable of high marks. People you love are always your greatest support system. Tonight, keep the remote to yourself. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. An enticing travel offer may arise unexpectedly. If it does not fit into your schedule, say no and move on. There will be other opportunities. Mentor an eager student who will benefit from your knowledge. Tonight, watch a sporting event. astrologer Madeline Aslan.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.